short and sweet and to the point. Sponsored by?
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Here is Dave.
Dave.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We don't need another song.
It's not over.
Well, we do have a little bit of training camp cleanup to get to as we returned home triumphantly on Saturday after you guys were there for 10 days. I was there for 8, I guess. 9?
11 nights, Dave.
11 nights for you guys, 9 for me. It was a long time, but it was a productive time. So much so that we had stuff that was left over.
Yeah.
And so I would like to play a little bit of audio for you. First thing is we need to get to the bottom of a prank that you pulled on me.
Yeah.
So if you'll recall, there was a lot of drinking that occurred last week while we were all...
No way!
Working away from our families.
Yes.
And...
They make me drink, honey.
And so because I am... I don't know. How would you say it?
Fun?
Fun.
Yes. I'm fun. That's right. I like fun. And so I like drinks that are delicious and potent. And I also try to choose drinks that do not have like an excess of sugar or carbs. I try to...
You're trying to stay fit while you drink.
Yeah, I try to drink things that will mess me up without having horrendous long-term effects on any other part of me other than my liver and my brain.
Those abs don't carve themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things that I tended to drink when we were at the hotel bar, which is where we invariably ended up every night because things closed down pretty early, and it was just a nice place to have one last cocktail or two with the fellas before we turned in for another day of sports talk. And
by the way, when we say early, it really is early. Like, I mean, you're kicked out of there almost every place by 10:30. 9 o'clock a lot of places.
Yeah.
Like, it's see ya.
Yeah. And I kept my phone on Central Time. And so even when we were tearing it up and staying out really late, it was only like 12:30 Central Time.
Yeah.
So anyways, the thing that I tended to drink at the hotel bar, they had the little mini bottles of champagne, Chandon champagne, because I like to drink Prosecco.
Uh-huh.
But the Prosecco that they had, I didn't particularly care for, so I was drinking the champagne. I know this is entirely high maintenance and
Dave,
capital G,
gay. If you're wondering what Dave drinks, it's exactly what your wife would drink on a vacation.
Yes.
All of it.
Yes.
All of it.
I was the ticket wife on this trip. And so one of the nights, Corby was picking up the tab, and I left. And I had already, I guess, gone to bed, or maybe this was when I went to go buy snacks at the gas station. I don't know. but
some meat sticks.
You showed me a receipt that I stuck you with from the night before, and you had taken a picture of it on your phone, and it had two Chandon bottles for $56 a piece.
Yes.
So I was like, well, obviously they charged you for a full bottle and not the single serve
bottle.
Dave's
bar tab for two drinks was $112.
And so we were like, well, we need to get to the bottom of this. And so we were all out. They have like a little courtyard area, and we were all having drinks, and we might have lit something.
Yeah.
And we were all sitting around having a good laugh, and we were like, okay, well, next round we're going to go in and we're going to talk to the bartender. Because the bartender... You've known this. She's worked at this hotel for 10 years at least.
I swear, Bob, we've seen that woman for as long as I can remember.
She's got tenure there.
She knows all of our names.
Yes. Can't remember her name right now, but she
lady,
very, very sweet lady, and always took great care of us. And so this is the beginning. I know DJ did a fine job and cut things down, but I wanted to at least play this first part because for some reason because we had been imbibing,
we were celebrating the week and a half.
Yeah, we were talking about how Gandhi needed to go and dispute this tab.
Bob, you missed out on Gandhi almost becoming the focal point of every conversation that we had. It was like we were talking to him at all times.
Yeah, so
I just don't know that Gandhi should be out in the wild. So
here's just, this is me walking in, as I'm walking in, as we're all walking in, this is me prepping Gandhi to Karen on this bartender. On the ticket, I believe.
I have a problem that I would like to discuss with you. Please look at this receipt, please.
What the heck, dude?
Oh, no.
You can't do that.
No one was there.
It was just us.
It was just us. So we get inside, and I you can tell this is Slurry Dave.
I couldn't tell at all.
This is Slurry Dave. But this is when we finally get to the bottom of Receipt Gate.
I have a problem that I would like to discuss with you. Please look at this receipt, please.
Hello. Okay. We need drinks.
No, we want drinks.
We would like drinks. Yes.
Whatever it needs as well.
Yeah.
Some form of a red wine.
Just cab.
Cab.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Yeah, you know me. Yes. Okay, and then I have a question when you come back.
This bold marketer kickstarted their new campaign by backing it up
what?
With insights straight
what
from
is
customers,
watching?
Taking them from, should we try this?
What in the world is that? Jeez.
Shut up!
That was WFAA just hijacking the segment.
Why aren't they playing it back there?
Who can say?
Who can say?
Okay, all right, okay.
I've got it if you need me to play it back here.
Thank you so much. Okay, all right. I need you to talk to me about something. This is the tab that he paid the other night. And there's Chandon.
Yeah, that was Sarita talked to me about
that. And it says it's $56. So how much is this supposed to be?
That is $15.
So
she charged.
So that was wrong.
I thought she said that she fixed it. Okay.
She did, so you lied to me.
Yeah, because she texted me. Like,
so it's a double cross.
God, Dave, you're so drunk.
But you know what? You have every right to be that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it was, yeah. She
I have
like,
every
bottle.
Right to Karen.
So that
no,
night.
No, we love it.
I know, I know.
So that night, after being, like, laughing our asses off that Dave ordered $200 worth of champagne for himself, we went to the bartender and we were like, this has to be a mistake. And she was like, yeah. So then we took a picture of it to show it to Dave the next day.
Yeah, right. You led me to believe that that's what you paid.
Yes.
And you didn't realize it until after the fact.
Right, right.
And so I was trying to be heroic and try and get you your money back.
Yes.
I was trying to...
I have a question for you.
I'm kind of in charge of the paperwork of this operation.
All right, so... The other little bit of audio I have for you is while I was chasing down the Jerry Jones Van Halen story on Friday, I saw out of the corner of my eye a player man being interviewed by one Irving Cares.
Oh, no.
And so that player is Kevontae Turpin. And I believe this is going to be the final appearance ever by Irving Cares.
Oh, no. Well, you want to explain who he is first?
Okay, so Irving Cares with an I and a C is a charity that's based in Irving that takes care of those who are less fortunate. Irving Cares with an E and a K is a guy. And he has very simple desires. He made his first appearance on The Rant in a confusing pop-up character that was demanded by Gordon.
Yeah.
Because he said Irvin Cares joins us now. And you can find that, I'm sure, on the Unticket. But he lives on. But I think he died of cringe.
Yeah, so, okay. Oh, no.
Let's see how Irvin Cares and Kevontae Turpin went.
At Cowboys training camp, I find that it's great to make new friends at camp. And I am here with a new friend. Tell me your name and a fun fact about yourself.
Kevontae Turpin, man. I like to play video games.
My name is Irvin Cares, and I am the food source of a tick named Bruce who lives in my armpit. Okay, let's ask some questions and learn more about each other. What is your favorite game to play?
Right now I'm playing NCAA 2025.
My favorite game to play is hide and seek, where they jump out and they go, gotcha!
I got you.
What is your favorite food?
I say pizza.
My favorite food is soup, especially if it comes in a can, like a big can of Progresso that can knock you out in one blow. What is your favorite car?
I got a Dodge Durango. Dodge Durango.
How fast does that go?
180.
Whoa!
SRT.
I have a favorite car. It's a Camaro. There's lots of room on the hood to spread out.
How fast it go?
Oh, I've never taken it driving. What is your favorite thing to make?
Noodles.
My favorite thing to make is love. Now, what is your favorite thing in the whole world?
My life.
Your life. Whoa, that's profound. My favorite thing is when someone sneaks up behind me, hits me over the head with a can of soup, throws me on the hood of a Camaro, and makes love to me.
That's very funny, though.
Well, you have a great season, Kevontae. I hope you make lots of touchdowns.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
What I have found is this is only the beginning.
Yeah, I have to agree with Corby on this one.
Of Irvin Cares.
He loved it. There was nothing cringe about that.
No, he laughed the whole time.
He wants to get to know people's likes and dislikes, but it really is just an excuse to tell them what his favorite thing in the world is.
Right, yes, that's it. Was Kevontae, was he tiny?
Oh, my God. He was so much shorter than Irvin.
Yeah.
Man.
But what a sweet dude.
That was wonderful.
Kevontae, not Irvin.
Yeah.
Well, both of them.
Yeah, all right. I mean, yeah, you know.
I love it all.
What a fun trip to Daveland.
I love Daveland.
You know what? I'm having fun at Daveland.
I'm glad. I'm glad no one died of cringe. I was really afraid.
No, I loved it.